It's the highest percentage we've had in an individual mob here for probably 10 years.
What has been worst case scenario in your time here?
Down to 10%. Before we started fencing, it sort of got that bad that we got rid of all the sheep, and then we just reinvented, started fencing straight away. So we've been under the process for 4 years. Last year, with the drought that everyone had to put up with, it didn't really make any difference because it was so dry. But we were able to feed them without them getting eaten by the dogs, which Home Creek scenario is a lot different to the Isisford scenario. Because we are individually fenced now, we can go full steam ahead. We've proven we can double our carrying capacity within a year and a half of having the fence done.
Fences are a costly exercise. Would you say that the expensive fencing has been worth it?
Yeah, you pay it back in a year and a half. But of course, you've got to make it rain. And that was the biggest influence in the last year, that we hoped we would be that far in advance of everyone else who's just starting now, but the drought sorted it out. So we adjusted a lot in New South Wales to keep our core breeding herd, because we knew we had the capacity when we could bring them back to go full steam ahead, which is what we are doing at the moment. The South Barcoo cluster at Isisford, we put in for the first round of funding. We were approved funding, but then lost it due to circumstances of people withdrawing from the cluster. It is so frustrating that the state government can announce money in May. They re-announced the money again the other day, which has gone backwards, because Southwest NRM are deciding to spend $500,000 on a project to pay someone, basically to give them a document to see where the loans agreement's going to done. Well, there's two clusters that could be done. The common sense seems to be missed here, for the fact that people who have applied, there's 11 clusters still in the Rapid area. Why couldn't the minister just release the $2.5 million to Rapid? Because their funding model's not changing. You know, like, the reason a lot of this is to get people to rebuild. What's the point in us all sitting here for 6 months? I can't. I've got six people waiting to start fencing. If they're talking about employment, release the money.
How much impact can wild dogs have while, you know, nothing's happening, you know, with funding being tied up and waiting? What kind of impact can that have on the ground?
Well, the bitches are all dropping their pups at the moment, so they're training them. We've got dog activity in at AMA at the moment, and anywhere in that area, like driving the 110K from Home Creek down basically I follow the Barcoo between places, you know, I'm starting to shoot dogs anywhere in that vicinity every second day at the moment. They're all coming out. They can wipe you out really quick. The minister just needs to draw a line in the sand and say, righto, let's go. The first round's been proven. It's all up and running. Let's just release the money and get on with it. Like, we're sitting here, we've got all the material on our property sitting there. Whether we get the funding or not, we're just sitting there looking at it.
How much impact, say, can one dog do?
One dog, we've proven, if it gets in, will take out 35 to 40% of your lambs. We did that consistently here 3 years ago, three paddocks out the front. We marked 80%, beside it 40%, and then 35%, and we actually killed the dog that was in each individual paddock. So if you've got more than one dog getting in and one's taking out 40%, there's not much left.
You said you've got men and materials ready to go. Why wait for the state government? Why not just go?
I funded all of Home Creek out of our own sources. Our neighbours were really good here. They all chipped in, but we've done every fence. So we're internally fenced. We've spent that much on it. Even though we've got the return, I haven't been able to pay any debt down, so I don't have any cash in reserves. And without that funding, would pay for the contractors to put the fence up. I want to get it up within 2 months, 3 months max. We've got 160K to do inside that cluster area. And we've got 13,000 sheep sitting there at the moment that are all fully exposed. And it's just frustrating waiting.
You said 3 to 4 months to get it fenced. Is that realistic?
Yeah, absolutely. The faster you can put it up, you get your productivity back. And because we've already got the sheep there, we have to protect them. At the moment, we've sort of got trappers going through there. We're baiting, you're shooting, you're regrading roads to get them padding on roads. The whole time, which we've proven through the application process that's taken up, you get about 1 day a week where you're not actually looking for feral animals. So you're not getting too much else done, whereas if you can start working on the fence, everyone knows you're just creating that buffer, and it works. we now know that we can put faith in the fencing that we've put up, that we're not going to get them eaten all the time. Like, fair enough, you'll get the occasional one come through, but the way we've fenced, they can only stay in one paddock. So we've got them within 2 to 3 days. They're not doing the covering, you know, 40 or 60,000 acres where you're having to track them down. Now, the big thing, once the fence goes up, your maintenance goes with it, that you've got to run the fences for the first year 2 to 3 times. But your livestock will tell you whether there's dogs in there now. Once we get the cluster hopefully up and running down at Isisford, any fencing we do in advance is all targeted at dog prevention. So we'll fence the whole joint in half as well, so that they've only got 60,000 aside if we get them in, which guaranteed you'll get the odd one in. It's just how quick you can track them down. It's when you get the 10s and 15s coming at you that you can't pull up.
You've seen lambing results at Home Creek with a fence up, some of the best you've seen in 10 years, the best that you've seen in 10 years. What's your message to the state government with this funding?
If the minister could sympathise with the people that are waiting and release the money to Rapid, so that, you know, it'd be a nice Christmas present that we could get going.